On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, everybody out in podcast land, time for another Hard Rocking Trivia Show, where Mark and I just try to stump each other or, you know, whatever. We just talk about stuff, so.
Yeah, we got, this is called Rapid Fire, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I was getting to that.
Oh, okay.
So, we're going to start off with a little Rapid Fire where we have three questions, and we try to stump each other and see who knows what or doesn't know shit. So,
I have a feeling I'm not going to know anything this week, so we'll see.
Well, these are some pretty tough questions, so we'll see how you do.
And you people out there, play along with us.
Yeah, see if you can go 6 for 6. Mark and I don't think we ever go 6 for 6, but
it's been well over a couple of years.
Yeah. All right, well, question number one for you. Who played drums on Y&T's album 10?
Oh, I know who this is. Oh, but I'm blanking on the damn. He's a little short guy. He's been in Rat.
I think you're thinking of somebody different. There was one guy that played on 3 songs, and then this guy I'm thinking of played on the other, like, 8.
Really? On 10?
10.
God. Oh, I can see his face, I think. Give me the first initial.
First initial is S.
That does not help me any.
Narrows it down.
This is wrong, and he's a guitar player. I'm going to say Steph Burns.
No, that is incorrect. This guy played, you probably know the band Journey.
Yep.
Yeah, it was Steve Smith played on that album.
Really?
Really.
I had no idea.
But yeah, he played on all but 3 of the songs.
But he wasn't in the band.
No. He's not in
Steve
the band.
Steve Smith played on a Y&T album. That's unbelievable.
Well, yeah, he's an amazing drummer.
So you know who I was thinking of? The guy who was in the videos.
I don't know.
He's in Black Star Riders. He's been in a bunch of other bands. I'm sorry, I have another brain fart out there, people. So, duh. Well, 0 for 1.
0 for 1. All right, let's see how I do.
Okay, question 1 for you. Here we go. In the 1980s, Gene Simmons played several bad guys in the movies. But in one movie called Trick or Treat, what did he play? What was his character? Wasn't a bad guy.
Trick or Treat.
In the movie Trick or Treat. You remember that movie?
Yeah, I remember. Fastway did the soundtrack for it.
Yep. And the guy, what's his name? The guy from Skippy was the main character. You know, the guy who played Skippy on one of those Michael J. Fox shows or something.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah. Gene Simmons, he played, I'm going to guess a doctor.
Incorrect. He was a radio disc jockey.
Jeez.
He was in it for about 5 minutes.
All right.
And Ozzy was in it for about 3 minutes. He played a preacher.
Of course he did.
Yeah, the movie's not that great, but the soundtrack was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good soundtrack. I loved Fastway. I mean, they were simple, easy, just straight ahead rock.
Yeah, the singer is a monster. And then he went on to do Irish punk music, so.
Yeah, whatever. And apparently he won't talk about Fastway.
No, he doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't sing anything like it, doesn't look anything like he did. He wants nothing to do with it.
He had long red hair. He looked like he was about 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Whatever.
Now looks like an Irish thug. Nah, he's making a living, so he can't.
Flogging Molly, that's who he's with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not my kind of thing, but hey, he's making a living. Good for him.
All right, question number two for you. What was the first album released by Geffen Records to go number one?
Guns N' Roses.
Oh, that is incorrect. It was Double Fantasy by John Lennon.
Wow, I wasn't even close.
Not even close. It was their second album that they released, and they released it 2 weeks before he got shot.
Yeah. What was the first album they released? Do you know by any chance?
It was a dance, like a disco album. Maybe Donna Summer, maybe? No, she was on Casablanca. I don't remember.
Don't remember. Well, it's good to know. I'd have never got that in a billion years. You're right. These questions are hard.
Well, I don't want to make them too easy.
Okay, so that's 0 for 2 for me, so I'm not doing well. Hopefully people out there got some of these questions right.
That's right.
Question 2 for you. In 1991, Triumph replaced their guitar player, Rick Emmett, with who?
Oh, geez. I knew this at some point. Shoot. Gary Moore.
Incorrect. All right. You got it wrong. I'll give you a hint. He also replaced Richie Sambora.
The only thing I can think is Phil X.
That would be correct. Is Phil X.
Jeez.
Triumph and Bon Jovi.
I didn't think Phil X was that old.
I guess when he 1992, maybe he was like 18 or 19 or something like that.
Yeah. Well, he's an amazing guitar player, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, he's that one song about the air hockey champion of the world.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Okay. Plus, it's a good song.
Yeah. He's a pretty damn good guitar player. He doesn't get to stretch out in Bon Jovi at all.
Wouldn't think so. You play what I tell you to play and stand right there.
And collect your paycheck. It's pretty much what it is now.
Yeah.
Ugh. And sing over me because I can't sing anymore. Please. Yeah. Oof.
Especially the middle to high parts.
Oh, yeah, there's a rumor out there that Sambora might be coming back in 23. Boy, do they need him. Bon Jovi,
yeah,
they're done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe he doesn't want to come back. I mean, what's he coming back to? A paycheck?
Yeah, he already co-wrote half those songs, so he's getting paid. He's good to go. Maybe just bored and wants to do it again. Who knows?
Who knows? Ugh.
Yeah.
All right, question 3 for you. Let's see if we can at least get one of these. All right, based on the RIAA, what is the world's most recorded rock song?
Yesterday by the Beatles.
That is incorrect. Okay. Most recorded.
Most recorded.
I'll give you a hint. It was in the movie Animal House.
Shout.
Nope. The other one. Louie Louie.
Oh, Louie Louie. nobody still knows. Still,
nobody, yeah, I go.
Nobody knows the lyrics. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. It was originally written by Richard Berry and the Pharaohs, mm-hmm. but then the Kingsmen made it. Like, that's the version everybody knows.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Oh, we got to go. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah,
it's really not that great of a song.
It's not. I don't know why it's the most recorded, but whatever. I guess it's easy.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it.
Everybody can sing it, I guess.
That's true.
All right, so that I didn't do well at all there.
0 for 3. Man, I take home the big prize if I get this one right.
All right, here you go. In 1988, a band named Sahara was about to release their major label debut album, but that name was owned by someone else, so the band had to change their name at the last second, and they ended up using the last name of one of their members. What was the name of the band?
Only thing I can think is Jafria.
Ooh, incorrect. Close.
Oh, though. Come on. That fits all the...
It does.
Yeah.
And no, you would think because House of Lords did an album called Sahara.
Right. That's where I was going from.
The answer is Winger.
Ah, oh, jeez.
You were close.
Damn it.
Oh,
man,
for
we
three.
Suck.
0-6. Wow. Did anybody out there get any of these questions right, or are we just tired? I don't know.
Well, let us know how you did, because those were some pretty tough questions.
Pretty difficult. And while you're pondering that, go on over to Spotify and sign up for our playlist, HRTS playlist on Spotify, and you can listen to music. It's free.
And it's good.
Yeah, we got 19 people doing it so far. So
I don't think Louie Louie is on there.
It is not on there. But there is, right. There is some Jafri on there. There is some Winger on there. There's some Phil X on there. There's some Triumph on there.
There's Journey on there.
There's Journey. There's Kiss. Everybody we've just talked about, pretty much, except for the Kingsmen, is on there. Can't go wrong there.
Yeah. Hey, did you ever hear from that your Journey friend if he knew who was on the Toto album cover?
Well, he's my Toto friend, not my Journey friend. No, not yet. Greg has been pretty busy. You know, he's a school teacher too, so I haven't been in contact with him for a little bit. So if he does hear this, maybe he'll call me. Say, who was on the cover of Hydra?
Yep.
I remember it. I should text him and say, hey, did you hear I was on episode 217, I believe.
Yeah, I don't think it was the last one, maybe the one before.
Okay, so we're going to make him listen to 216 and 217. We got to get our listenership up. It's taken a dip over the last month or two. I don't know why.
What?
Yeah, it's taking a little nosedive there.
Man, this is content gold.
Maybe, I don't know. But, you know, it goes up and down. We're on a down slope. Maybe people are just tired of hearing us miss all the questions. I don't know.
Yeah, really.
Maybe we should fake it and make ourselves sound really smart or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on the WB right now or something like that. It's like, oof, not doing well. But, you know.
Hey, whatever. It's fun to do.
Yeah, maybe it was because we talked about Butch Walker went right in the toilet. Who knows? I don't think so, but who knows? Maybe we should just do all Kiss content, then we know our numbers will go up.
Oh, man. I don't know if I can handle that.
Yeah, what kind of underwear does Paul Stanley wear? I don't know. Who knows? Elaine, your daughter listens, and that's good enough for me.
Exactly. Yeah, I talked with her tonight about some of these questions.
Oh, so
she didn't know them either, so.
Oh, neither did I. Oh, well. We should go on to another bit. Maybe we'll do better with that one.
All right.
Okay, that'll be cover this.
Well, I know we do the track by track.
Yeah.
You know, track by track battle.
Yeah.
There was another one we did that was done by, what's his name? Oh, shoot. Eddie Trunk.
He did another one we did already?
He did a comparison of Ozzy's first solo album versus the Black Sabbath album, the first one with Ronnie James Dio.
Heaven and Hell. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
none of us have. I mean, one of us comes up with an idea and we all take it from each other. So basically that's what's going on, except we're not making the money to do it.
Yeah.
Those guys get paid to take our bits. Yeah. I heard somebody use the term rapid fire when they were going into questions.
I've heard that too.
Yeah. I forgot what show it was on. I was like, yeah, rapid fire. Okay. Okay, where have I heard that before? Oh, our show.
I heard it once on, it was a football show, like a football pregame show.
I think I heard the same thing, but, you know, it's a common term.
But, yeah, okay.
Well, maybe, kind of, sort of, I don't know. We'll take credit for everything.
Absolutely. Hey, if Gene Simmons can do it, we can do it.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, it's time to play Cover This.
Yay!
Where we'll play a 30-second clip of a cover tune, where you guys have to give us the original artist, the covering artist, and the name of the song. Get all three, and you get it right. Right now, Danny and I sucked eggs on the rapid fire. We didn't get his question right, so maybe one of us will get the other's cover, though Danny has informed me his is super hard. I don't think.
Well, if you know it, you know it. If you don't, it's impossible.
So. Correct. And mine, I think, is possible to get it without knowing it was recorded. by this certain covering artist. So you just don't know.
We'll see.
So how about,
all right.
How about
you? Want me to play yours first?
Yes, please.
All right. Well, here we go. Let's see what we got.
God save the queen.
All right, Danny. I'm sure you know the name of the song.
Well, it's God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols.
Okay, that's the original artist. Now, can you tell me who's covering it?
Well, I know Motorhead did a famous cover of it, but that's not Motorhead.
No, there's quite a few people have covered that. Can you think of anybody else besides Motorhead?
Shoot, I can't recognize the voice.
Now, I can tell you that I think Motley has done... No, Motley did Anarchy in the UK.
Yeah.
Sex Pistols have been covered a lot by a lot of people.
Anthrax did it.
Yeah.
But that's not Anthrax.
I think Megadeth did a Sex Pistols song too, but it may have been Anarchy also.
I think it was. I'm just going to throw... Is it Winger?
Incorrect, but kind of sort of in the ballpark. All right, your first hint is this cover came out this year.
This year?
This year.
Oh, man.
Within the last month. And it is an American four-piece band that you have seen live probably more than once, I'm sure.
Whoa. American four-piece. Is it... Is it Enough's Enough?
Damn it.
Is it?
It is Enough's Enough.
Oh, man.
Damn it. I didn't think you were going to get that fast.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, that came off the new album, Enough's Enough album, which to me doesn't really, I don't really think it really counts as an Enough's Enough album if Donnie V's not singing on it.
Yeah, I really like the Donnie V song era.
Yeah.
I mean, Chip, I like Chip also, but, you know, Donny B was kind of the voice. I like his, I don't know, kind of wavering voice, whatever you want to call it. Just, I don't know. He had a great tone for that band.
Yeah. And there's a song on the new Enough's Enough album called Catastrophe that I quite like a bit. But the two of those guys together is what really worked.
Absolutely.
When you separate them, it's not the same.
I know they were huge Beatles fans, and you can hear their influence all over their early albums, which is not a bad thing, but, man, I don't know why Donny V left or Chip kicked him out or whatever. I have no idea, but...
Yeah, there's something to do with... I think Donny has a history with drug abuse, and he's trying to kick it, and Chip is a pot smoker, and Donnie just can't be around that. I think that's part. I think that's the major beef there. But the Donnie V solo stuff is okay, and the Enough's Enough stuff with Chip is just okay. But together, it was magical. It's just sad that those guys. I don't think they'll ever get back together again.
Yeah, kind of like a jellyfish kind of thing.
Yep, Andy will never go back and join those guys.
Yeah, well, it's too bad because that was magic also, but.
Yep.
That's a shame.
Who misses out? We do.
Us. You and I.
You and I. I mean, I guess we're probably... Well, there's a strong hardcore following for stuff like that. But yeah, but it's not massive or anything. But.
I know every time Eddie Trunk does a thing where he talks about bands that should have been bigger, Jellyfish is always mentioned.
They're right. They should have been. Enough's Enough should have been huge, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They were on their way with their first album, with Fly High Michelle and New Thing.
Maybe the image was a mistake because it really doesn't fit. Because they're like you said, they're more Beatles influenced. They had the glam look, but they really weren't a glam band, really. You know?
No, not at all.
It's kind of like Cinderella, they're more of a blues-based band, not really a glammy band. Yeah. Even though they look glammy on their album covers. So, who knows?
Yeah, you know, going for the whole hairband thing. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the term hairband, but that has a definite connotation.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of it's negative, and it's too bad because a lot of those bands that were labeled hair bands were great.
Right. Great musicians, great songs. But then, yeah. then the other side to it, there was some crap out there too. So not all of it was great, but a lot of it was.
Yeah.
We liked it.
Yeah. We liked it.
Okay, so now I got to do your song. You got my song relatively quickly.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. I'll have to...
I was going to choose between these two because there's two... That one just recently came out within the last week. And the new Black Star Riders album is coming out, I think, within the next couple months. But they released a three-song EP, and one of the songs was a cover that's been done a lot of times by a lot of people. Crazy yeah. Horses by the Osmonds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Black Star Riders did a cover of it. I mean, there's so many of them. But I wasn't sure which one to pick, but...
I don't think I've heard that.
No, I didn't send it to you because it's only a partial album. Because yeah. when the album comes out, it'll definitely be on it. But I think we have to wait till like February. So
is that cover any good?
It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the song by itself. I like the Osmond Brothers version of it. I mean,
have you seen the Osmonds video?
Oh, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
Oh, it is horrible. Like, oh my God, such a great song, and they're flailing their arms around. Oh, dudes.
They're trying to rock out hard.
Well, don't stop that.
Oh, the legs going in and out.
Yeah, legs and the arms going like.
So you know that they're really not playing when they're doing that. So you know it's all, you know, obviously lip synced, but it's come on, guys. Even in 1973, we knew you were faking it.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, so when that comes out, I think you'll like it. It's okay.
I like Black Star Riders.
Yeah. But they keep changing members. You know, it's like, who's in the band now?
Yeah, Ricky Warwick. That's about it.
Yeah, it's pretty much the Ricky Warwick band now.
Yeah.
Well, I'll still buy it and listen to it.
Yeah, I know they were supposed to be like the next Thin Lizzy or Thin Lizzy offshoot, and they've kind of gotten rid of that, I think, since Scott Gorham isn't in the band anymore.
Yeah, I was really disappointed by that.
Yeah.
I like seeing Scott up there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I got to get to your song here.
Yep.
Will I be pleasantly surprised here?
You'll know the song. It's a different version, that's for sure.
Okay. Does it have anything to do with Jeff Scott Soto?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then this ought to be interesting. Okay. I'm not saying Jeff Scott Soto's not interesting. It's just like the guy's done a lot of work, and I don't know. Okay. Yep. Here we go. Let me listen
He's
to you.
He's done a lot of covers, too.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. For Marky. There you go. Danny labels the MP3s cover for Marky. Nobody calls me Marky except you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks. All right, here we go. Holy smokes. Well,
you know the song.
I know right? the song. The song is Love Gun by yep. Kiss. But who in the hell is doing that? Wow. I don't think I've ever heard that version. The voice sounded kind of familiar, but I don't think he did Love Gun in this particular way. I'm going to say, is that Jack Russell from Great White?
No, that is not.
No, is it even close?
No, not really.
No, okay.
It's a band. They're from L.A. They were active between 88 and 93.
Wow, 88 and 93. But they weren't that huge, were they?
No, they weren't huge at all. They're great. I mean, I really like the albums that they put out. This is from a unreleased and rarities album.
Okay. All right. I'm going out of a limb here.
Mm-hmm.
If I get this right, that means we tie, right?
Yeah.
Is it Kick Tracy?
Dang it. It is. Damn it.
Damn it. If I had missed that, we wouldn't be tied. Yeah, I heard that. I think they played that on a KNAC radio show. I haven't heard that in ages.
Yeah.
The voice, the singer of that band had a unique voice.
Yeah, and apparently he tried out for what became Velvet Revolver.
I wouldn't be surprised. I got to see them once live, and they were really good. But they came out just a little too late, so they never, they never quite made it.
Yeah, I mean, their first album in 88, and then, grunge hit in the early 90s, so they were done.
Yeah. I saw them on, remember Rip Magazine with Lon Friend? Well, they used to do this annual, anniversary show for their magazine. And it was at the Hollywood Palladium, which is, I think you can see that in the first Blues Brothers movie where they play that big concert at the end.
Yeah,
that's the Palladium. It holds about, I think, 3,000 to 4,000 people. It's got a flat surface, a stage, and it's got an upstairs. But
okay,
everybody's played there. I've seen Motorhead and Twisted Sister and a lot of punk bands and all kinds of different. But anyway, at this Rip Magazine party, it was the ones I remember was Skew Siskin, which was a German band with a female singer. I don't think you ever remember them.
I've got an album or two by them. I don't know that I've ever listened to it. But
Bad for Good. Remember the kids band, right?
Yep.
They're a bunch of teenagers. They were great. I mean, really.
Yeah, the kid from Terminator was in that band.
Yeah, he was the singer. He was the lead singer.
Corey.
I don't remember his name.
Corey Feldman? No, that's one.
Not Corey Feldman.
No.
Corey Feldman is the opposite of a good singer.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, he played at the mall in the Canyon Club. I almost went because I knew it was going to be a train wreck, but I forgot.
Dang it.
Yeah, you watch the videos of him singing. He can't sing at all, and he's got this Michael Jackson persona. He really tries. You got to give him it, but it's comical. It's bad. It's terrible.
Yeah.
So getting back to
who's in his ear telling him he's good?
I don't know. I don't think he's getting much acting gigs. So he's doing the music thing, and
that's a shame.
I think people go just to watch the train wreck. I don't think there can't be any fans of his music. It's really bad. But the guy gives it 100%. He's totally into it. So,
all right, then good for him.
So I said those two bands. Kick Tracy was another band. They played part of their EP and the songs from the first album. And the headliners were Warrant and Bon Jovi.
Really?
And each band went up and played like 30-minute sets.
Jeez.
We were standing 5 feet from the stage.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
Yeah. Jeez.
Way back in the day, don't do that crap anymore.
No.
Though, going back in time, Metallica just did one in Florida. Did you hear about
that? Yeah, I saw some video of it with Raven.
Wouldn't it be great going back in time? Because we both saw that Raven-Metallica tour.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I saw it in Georgetown. Kill 'Em All for One?
Yep. Metallica being the opener.
Yep.
Because Raven was the bigger band at the time.
Man, I saw the video of Raven at this Florida thing. Ooh, dudes.
Well, they're big and old and fat. And
yeah.
But they still can play.
Oh, yeah. And the guy, John Gallagher, still sing.
And they still give it 100% too.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the videos of Raven do anything yet. I've seen the Metallica ones, but they're playing only songs from that. I guess they filmed it. They're only playing songs from that era. So it's
right.
Kill 'Em All era. And the Ravens' first three albums.
Yeah, they did like Hell Patrol.
Don't want to need your money, honey.
Yeah, Oh, man.
Don't want no rich fat daddy going to change my life because I just want to relax. Ow.
I think they only played like 30 minutes or so. But
they probably played Hard Ride, too.
They did, yep.
Giving me a hard ride. That first Raven album is great.
Yeah.
Love it. They're the British version of Anvil, don't you think? Except they're better.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you could say they're better.
No, you don't
think
so?
They are very similar, though. Three-piece. And it's funny. But it was funny when Raven came out, you know, to getting ready to play the guitar player. You know, he's like us. He's old, big. And he's got these, like, baseball catcher pads on his legs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you need that for? You're not jumping up. You're not getting on your knees. You're not doing any of that, but I guess that's just stage thing.
It's the battle armor, man. Hey, that guy had a wall falling on him, and he survived that. You got to give him a break, though, you know?
Yeah.
He almost died.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That'd be...
Yeah, I really liked Raven back in the day. I liked Anvil, too. Still do.
Yeah. And if Raven played a club around me, I think I would go just to relive the past. Though, so, I mean, Raven continues to release stuff, and some of it's good. Some of it's, you know, but there's so much out there that's released, and I just go through it. But
yeah. I do like that song. It's fairly recent, Kill All Monsters.
Kill All Monsters.
That's such a good song.
Yeah. So, Raven or Anvil, if you had to choose, who do you like better?
Oh, man. I'd say Anvil.
See, I'm a Raven guy. It figures you'd go with the Canadian band. Right? See? I gotcha.
Not even.
That's a callback to every episode we've ever done.
Yeah. We got to talk about Canada somewhere.
Yeah, there you go. Got to love Canada. Anyway, well, those are some good covers, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got to go into another bit, so... We're going to play you some commercials, and we'll be back with 6 in 30.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
Yeah, this is where we play 6 songs in 30 seconds, 5-second clips, and you try to guess the name of the artist. And see how well you do. Lately, I've been doing terrible. But I got 6 songs, and I think I've done this already before, but I don't remember doing it. So it'll
be
easy.
You want me to play the song you sent first?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Or should I tell you what the theme is?
Well, tell me what the theme is, and then I'll, you know.
All songs about California.
Oh, man.
Have I done that before?
Not that I remember.
So what does that say?
Yeah, you could have done it last week.
Who knows?
So it's California Girls, Hotel California.
California songs.
All right. Well, but let's listen.
Good luck. Growing up.
Without a king, they say she plays guitar and cries. California fall and fire. Never rains in Southern California.
All right, Danny, you heard all right. 6 songs. I'm sure you got some of them right away. Some of them pretty easy, but there's some tough ones in there.
I got 4.
Okay.
Let's listen to that one more time.
All right. Play along at home.
Without a king, they say she plays guitar and cries. California fall and fire. Never rains in Southern California.
All right, Danny.
Oof. Man, a couple of those. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a couple of tough ones in there, and there's a couple of real softballs in there.
Oh, yeah. All right, first one I know is Night Ranger.
Correct. That's called Growing Up in California.
Yep. The next one, I think I remember. Is that Crash Diet?
Yep, you are correct. The name, yes. name of the song is California by Crash Diet.
Next one, this is the hardest one. Is that Danger Danger?
It is not. Not even close.
Really?
This is a two-man band.
Oh, geez. A two-man band. I don't know. Is it that band with Miley Cyrus's brother?
No.
The same. God, I hate that band.
I don't even know what the band that is.
Ugh. They had one hit, and it was horrible.
Oh, okay. The name of this band is Local H.
Jeez.
They had a guitar player and a drummer. The name of the song is California Songs. You ever heard that song?
I've never heard that band.
Oh, they had some great songs. They had a song called Eddie Vedder. They're kind of more of an alternative band, but they had some. That's a cool song. The
Local H.
Local H. He goes, California songs. He's basically singing about he's sick and tired of California songs and songs about California, and then he goes, F New York too. So look up that song. You probably enjoy that song.
All right.
California Songs by Local H.
Okay.
All right. Number four, I'm sure you're going to get.
Yeah, it's Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. What's the name of the song?
Because
it's not, there's no chorus to that song, really. Do you remember it?
Nope.
It's called Going to California.
Okay.
Yes. Song, they never say California in the song, really. It's not part of a chorus.
makes total sense then.
Yeah, that's a Led Zeppelin thing.
Okay, yeah. Next one. I think that's Europe.
You're correct. That's California 405. That is Europe.
Nice.
You have gotten four. Now, four the tough one.
And the last one, that's Al Hammond.
Wow, you remember that?
Yeah.
Albert Hammond, yes.
Yep.
Never Rains in Southern California. I am shocked that you got that one.
Really? I thought that was one of the easier. Well, that and Zeppelin were the easier ones.
Yeah, well, everybody's heard that song, but nobody really remembers Albert Hammond.
Yeah.
Wow.
Five out of six.
So there's no chance of me winning this week.
Well, let me see. Let me see.
Not a chance in hell I'm winning.
I don't know. The way I'm looking at it now, I think they're all fairly straightforward except for maybe two.
All right.
How you do? You know all these bands, so.
Well, that doesn't mean anything because you'll throw a Cheap Trick song that was recorded in Bangladesh that I've never heard before. So, I don't know. So here we go.
Well, let me give you the theme because that will help.
All right.
The theme is all of these bands have a color in the name, but none of them are black.
So no Black Sabbath, no Black and Blue, no Black Flag.
No Black Oak Arkansas, no Black Crows.
No Black Country Communion.
No.
Can we keep going?
You could absolutely do one with just black, but none of these colors are black.
Okay. All right. All right. I think I'm ready. All right. Here we go. Where did you find some of that crap?
Oh, these are all major songs. Well, except maybe the second one.
Well, yeah. I got three for sure. But the other three that I didn't get, I had no freaking clue. All right. So I got to hear this again.
Which three do you have?
Oh, I think I got number one, four, and five for sure.
Okay.
Number two, three, and six, not a freaking clue. And it's probably right. I'm probably going to be mad at one of them, I'm sure.
Like, You'll be mad at number three.
Okay. All right. Let's do this again. All right. Here we go. Take those tears from your eyes. never heard that in my life.
Which one? The last one?
The last one. I don't think.
Oh, that was a huge, huge hit.
Yeah, but if it was recorded in this century and it's a pop hit, there's no way I'm going to get that.
All right. Well, that's unfortunate then.
Yeah. I mean, my kids.
You got to get 5 out of 6 just to tie.
That ain't happening. All right. Number one is Blue Oyster Cult.
Yep.
Veteran of
I didn't know if you'd get that with just the intro, but
Veteran of 1,000 Psychic Wars is my favorite BOC song.
Yep.
It was in the movie Heavy Metal. Love it. I love it much more than Staying Power, okay? Whew. All right, number two. Guy has a super high voice. It didn't sound familiar whatsoever. So you're saying it's a band with a color in it.
Mm-hmm.
God.
European.
Jeez. Oh, Green Day.
No. That was Pete Cream 69.
Jesus. I would have never got that in a million years. I have all their albums. Never listened to them once.
Wow.
All right, so you say number three, I should know.
Yeah.
God, it didn't sound familiar whatsoever. I have no freaking clue, so give me a little hint.
It was produced by Butch Walker.
Oh, God. Butch Walker's produced everybody.
Yep.
And they got a color in their name.
This is my favorite song on that album by them.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking Bowling for Soup, but there's no color in that name.
Nope.
And I'm thinking it's SR71. There's no color in that name.
Pretty close.
I know it's in that genre.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was Green Day.
Stole me. Damn it. That's right. He did produce Green Day. And that was that weird.
Fire Ready Aim.
That was a weird album. It didn't sound like Green Day whatsoever.
No, it didn't, but I love it anyway.
Okay.
And I love Green Day, too, but that album.
You're the guy, huh? Loves that album.
I'm the one that likes it.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. I've already lost. Number four is Deep Purple. Knocking on your back door. And we know what he's talking about there.
I think I do know what he's talking about.
Yeah. Ian Gillan has a great sense of humor. You got to admit.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Knocking at your back door.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that because this is a G-rated show. Okay, so
yeah.
Maybe PG at times. But
probably PG.
Yeah, okay. Number five is The Average White Band.
That is correct. Which, I wasn't sure if you'd get that.
Which wouldn't be politically correct at the time. they'd have to call themselves something else. I don't know. Because white is apparently evil. So I don't know.
Yeah, well...
Whatever, that they were a good band. I think they were Scottish.
Yeah, I think they were part of another band that ended up, they were the backing guys for some other band.
Yeah.
Their lead singer left or something. I'd have to look it up. But
Pick Up the Pieces. Great tune.
Yep.
Never get tired of that one. Number six is another one I did not get, so I have to guess. So I get a hint for that
huge, one. Huge hit.
Huge hit.
And the lead singer's like a major star.
Wow.
You probably couldn't name any of the other members of the band except the singer.
A huge band. Okay, here's a guess. Maroon 5.
That is correct.
I couldn't tell you that. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. It just popped into my head.
Yeah, that song was called Payphone, and it was...
Never heard it in my life.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't tell you one song by Maroon 5. Now,
well, there you go. Payphone.
Payphone. Okay, that's it. I don't think I want to hear it. So that I get four. I did better than I thought I did. Apparently not
and
good.
And you guessed Green Day just at the wrong time.
Damn it. Yeah.
And I love that song, Stupid. Fire Ready Aim.
Yeah, I don't know it. I may have to go back and check it out.
Yeah, I like the album.
Damn you, Davis.
It's definitely not Dookie, but.
Yeah. Maybe it is Dookie.
No, I like the album a lot.
You'd like it because Butch Walker produced it. I listened to it once and I'm like, God, this doesn't sound like Green Day whatsoever. And I just kind of,
I totally agree. It doesn't, but it's still a good album.
Yeah. I mean, I have so many things to listen to. Boy, I've been on a tear driving to work, just listening to all kinds of new releases. So, see, I listened to the new Queensryche. I listened to the new Lillian Axe, new Skid Row. The new Sammy Hagar in the Circle, which I don't know if I like or not.
I'm on the fence about that one. I got about 1.5 plays through it, and I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of mellow.
You know, it's weird about these Circle albums. They have all this talent in the world. And when you think of Sammy Hagar, you think of party rock.
Yeah.
And the Circle albums are not party rock whatsoever.
No.
More social commentary and kind of a bummer in some of these songs.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on. Maybe that's they're obviously doing it on purpose, but when I think of Sammy Hagar, I want fun. And these albums to me aren't that fun. You got Michael Anthony. The guy is fun.
Oh, yeah. He's good. All about it. But
I mean, Van Halen's all about having fun, but these Circle albums are not doing it for me right now.
I don't know. I don't know if this is the one I'll go back to.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think I'll just chuck it away in the library. The Lillian Axe album is surprisingly good, but it's almost sounds like a concept. I've only listened to it once. I listened to it today. The vocals are fantastic. Very melodic, but also heavy at the same time. But I think it's more of a concept album. Like I said, I only heard it once. But what
did
I
send it to me?
Yeah, I think I did. If I didn't, check it out. Look in your library. It came out this year. I mean, I try to send you everything I come across. The new Skid Row album, I think, is pretty good.
Yeah, I definitely have that.
The Queensryche is okay. I think Queensryche, I think I'm bored with now. And the songs I've heard from the new Striper album, which I don't think is out yet. I don't have my hands on it quite yet. I've liked the two songs I've heard. But there's been a lot of albums coming out, so you have to... But, yeah.
Let's see here. Let's see. Songs for Eternity?
Nope. It came out this year.
Yeah, Womb to Tomb?
That's the one, Womb to Tomb.
All right.
If you don't have... Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. Yeah, the... Quality.
I'd have to go back and listen to Psycho Schizophrenia again. I loved that album.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Love and War was the one for me. For Lillian Axe.
I don't have that
one. You don't have Love and War?
No. Nope.
That's my favorite. That's probably their biggest album. And that one, the one came right after it. I'll have to send you Love and War then.
Yeah, what the heck?
Because that got reissued. The first two albums. The first album is actually produced by Robin Crosby of all people.
Okay.
Do you have that one, which is self-titled?
Nope.
All right, so I'll send you the first two Lillian Axe albums. I'll do that while you're watching the Phillies. I'm not going to go look what the score is. Oops.
Well, I'm actually okay with the Phillies losing one game because my daughter and her husband have tickets to Saturday's game, and if the Phillies won all three, they wouldn't play Saturday.
Right.
So
okay.
I want her to be able to see the Phillies in a playoff game. I can't go, but...
Yeah, you'll probably be watching the bottom 25 Virginia Tech Hokies play.
I'll be in the stadium anyway.
Yeah, rocking out to some Metallica, right?
Yep. I tell you, that is the best entrance of any school in the country. I don't care who you're from, you know, this bullshit Clemson running down a hill. Ooh, look at me, I'm running. I touch a rock and I run. Ugh. Whatever.
Yeah, I agree. The Virginia Tech Metallica Open is awesome.
It is. You got to be there. Have you been there for that?
No, I've never seen a Virginia Tech football game live.
Oh, it is. It's unreal. I mean, it looks amazing on TV, but to be there and feeling the whole stadium shaking, it is. It's awesome.
Yeah, I can't even remember the last college football game I've seen live.
Shoot, I've been to.
I know you go all the time, but.
Yeah, I go to Delaware games.
The Blue Hens are supposed to be, they're pretty good, aren't they?
They were 5-0, and then they lost to William & Mary.
Yeah, I'm sure this is, the people around the world are loving Blue Hen football talk.
Blue Hen football.
University of Delaware. Yeah, they. If you don't know, they look exactly like the Michigan Wolverines, but without the talent.
With their helmets. The helmets do.
Yeah, the helmets look the same, but yeah.
Well, I should send you a Delaware t-shirt or a Delaware hat.
Just, yeah,
How many people do you know with the University of Delaware hat or shirt?
Well, I got a big head and I got a big body. It might have to be a 3X, you know what I'm saying? All right. I'm trying to get to a 2X, but yeah, I ballooned up to a 3X, but I've been working out, so maybe a 2X, so I can fit in.
I'll send you a 2X, and it can be, I don't know, motivation or whatever.
There you go.
But I hate that. I hate it when somebody buys me something too small. Oh, you'll fit into it someday. Don't you screw yourself.
This is the men's medium. I'm never going to fit in that unless I die.
I can get my thigh into it, maybe.
Jeez.
And it's a shirt.
Yeah. Ugh. So I will send you the Lillian Axe, and you can send me a Delaware. Hey, have you even got a Delaware basketball shirt?
Yeah.
Hey,
send I'll just send you a Delaware Blue Hens shirt.
Sounds cool.
Blue Hens.
Yeah.
All right.
It's probably near that place where I discovered boba. I discovered boba in Delaware, of all places. Danny showed me. I didn't know what it was. This was about, what, 10 years ago?
Probably.
Yeah. Boba. Now it's huge. It's everywhere. Oh, yeah. And it's just gelatin.
You learned about it first in Delaware, Newark, yeah. Delaware.
Yeah.
And the rest. Newark.
Yeah, Newark. It's just like, okay, I was in Arizona. They've got a place called Prescott, Arizona, right? That's what it looks like. No, it's not Prescott. It's Prescott.
Oh, geez.
And they correct you when you say it wrong. Prescott. Like, shut up.
All right. You entitled.
Well, it's like Newark. It's not Newark. It's Nook. What is it?
Nook. Here. The one I live in is Newark.
Newark. So you're Newark.
It's almost like two words.
Yeah, you don't want to be associated with that place in New Jersey.
Hell no.
Newark, New Jersey?
Newark, New Jersey. Yeah. Ugh.
It's where the birds go to die. Yeah, you ever wonder where those pigeons go in New York? They go to Newark.
That's where they go.
They're dead. Where do we come up with this crap? I don't know. All right, I got to get off. I think I'll pick up my son from basketball practice. See you in a couple weeks.
All right, we'll see you when I see you.
Unless you're...
Let me know if you see any shows in Vegas I should go see.
All right, I'll go look. I'll do some research.
All right, good.
All right.
Get your research department on that.
All right. Honey, dear. Okay. All right.
All right, I'll see you.
All right, bye.